It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Lynn Neary in for Renee Montaigne. There were more Israeli airstrikes today against targets in northern Gaza. That following the bloodiest days of clashes between Israeli forces and Palestinian gunmen in nearly 2 years. Yesterday, the Israeli army pushed deeper into Gaza as it seeks to halt rocket attacks on Israeli towns and locate that captured Israeli soldier. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
On the edge of the northern Gaza town of Beit Lahia, several members of Islamic Jihad clutch American-made M16 automatic rifles and man a makeshift position. Islamic Jihad has carried out scores of deadly suicide bombings against civilians in Israel. Now 30-year-old Abu Hamza says the group is ready to meet the Israeli armored forces with everything, from rocket-propelled grenades to suicide bombers, if they push deeper into town.
By the will of God, they are going to be welcomed with rockets, bullets, mines, RPGs, explosive cars, and people who are ready to blow up themselves on them.
Bravado aside, Israeli armored and special forces so far have been able to move relatively easily in northern Gaza. One Israeli soldier was killed by sniper fire Thursday, Israel's first casualty since the operation began more than a week ago. At least 21 Palestinians have been killed in the last 24 hours. All day, Palestinian medics struggled to reach the wounded. As tanks fired nearby, 48-year-old ambulance driver Abu Mohammed says it's been tough to work amid the chaos and uncertainties of urban combat.
There are neighborhoods or areas where we cannot reach anymore. The people, they are asking us to come to rescue some people, but it is impossible to enter and to reach that area because the Israelis are based there.
Several civilians were killed along with the militants fighting the Israelis. An Israeli general today said his soldiers are trying to avoid civilian casualties, but added, quote, really there is no other way of operating against terrorists who are operating inside their own civilian populations. Near Beit Lahia, members of the Radwan family sit on the sidewalk watching the nearby fighting and listening intently on a transistor radio for any local news of the Israeli advance. 77-year-old Hassan Radwan says he's angry at Israel, but blames the United States.
The Palestinian people hold America responsible. They are the superpower of the world. They can rule the whole world, but they have to do it with justice, not with double standards.
The Hamas government, meanwhile, is in deep disarray. Israel has arrested nearly one-third of the Hamas cabinet and scores of elected Hamas legislators on terrorism charges. And now Israeli tanks have moved into key parts of northern and southern Gaza. As an Israeli attack helicopter circles nearby, Hamas spokesman Ghazi Hamad insists the Hamas government is still in charge.
No, not collapse, but really we are suffering from difficult situation. The situation is very dangerous that the prime minister is in the target, and the minister of foreign affairs, the minister of the interior, they cannot move freely or normally. They can't kill anyone.
Last night, Hamas Interior Minister Saeed Siam called on the uniformed security forces to, quote, stand up to this aggression and cowardly Zionist invasion, end quote. But Siam didn't appear in public or issue the call himself. He sent out his spokesman, Khalid Abu Hilal, to do it.
The Israeli enemy is attacking everything Palestinian. The minister has ordered all the security forces to stand with the resistance against the occupation.
It's not clear how many have taken up that call. The majority of the uniformed security forces here are loyal to Hamas rival Fatah and its leader, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. So far, Abbas's forces have largely stayed out of the fight. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Gaza.